Rooney's sewer service on the docket today. Experience Jackson. Jackson County Early College. Vision Tire and Auto. And we start with Tom Rooney today. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? That's the question.
I'm doing well. Doing well coming off of a busy December and 1st of January. Been a lot of cold weather, frozen pipes, and we're getting a little relief right now, get some sleep.
So how do we stay away from frozen pipes?
You know, it's hard to keep away from it. Your house, the insulation goes bad over time, and kitchen sink drains freeze up on the outside wall of your house. Water lines that are not insulated and on the outside wall of your house freeze up a lot, and then they'll burst. And then mobile homes, they have a lot of trouble if they're not insulated properly. So the only way you really can find out if you have bad issues is once they freeze in a bad winter, and then we fix it, and then hopefully it doesn't happen again.
I'm thinking there's a lot of houses around here not insulated.
There's a lot of old city homes, and it's not just the homes that are having trouble. We've had some problems downtown here even when the snow melted. The frost went deep into the ground, and it froze a lot of sewer lines even. So we've had quite a few drains downtown and around the city here that we had to sewer jet to get open.
So can you come out and actually prevent that?
Not really. The only thing we can prevent in your house would be to insulate it better. But when it gets to the stuff outside, if you don't have a deep enough sewer or water lines, it's going to freeze up. But we can get them open and thawed out once they do freeze.
And it's not very predictable, is it?
No, this winter's been really crazy. We've had snow.
Yep.
And the snow insulates the ground really well and keeps it warm. But once you lose the covering, that frost drives deep and it causes backups. But we had a nice, busy December, and all my guys didn't get any Christmas time off. We worked all the way through New Year's. It was just busy, 80 hours every guy. And it was good, though, and now we get a little break with this warm weather. But now we have to watch out for flooding, because with all the snow melting and rain, it's going to have sump pumps going bad and drains backing up from all the flooding. So we'll be back on it here in a minute.
So how bad do those jobs get? I know out at Paragon, they were a better part of a week out there for cleanup and everything.
I heard about that job. But, yeah, no, They can get pretty bad. I mean, I've been in, you know, walk in a basement 6 inches of water. You just gotta, you know, go in there, find the issue, and get it done.
So, what other services do you provide, Tom?
Yeah, our sewer and drain business does. We do camera. And we investigate sewers for somebody buying a home. If you're moving into a house and want your sewer investigated, we'll go in there and camera it to make sure it's in good shape. We do sewer jetting, and we do any drain replacement you need outside. We dig them up and fix them. And then we do have a side business, which is our cleaning and handyman business, for the issues that result from a flood. So we can go in and clean up, and then we can also do minor repairs, drywall, flooring, trim. We can go back in and fix all that once it's done flooding.
So those movies have to be pretty ugly. Your sewer videos.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually.
Are they for sale?
We do put them on YouTube for certain customers if they need to see them, you know. Because if you go in camera a commercial place, they need to see it higher up. So the only way we really can do it is to post it on YouTube, and then they can see what's going on. But it's actually pretty cool. If you've ever seen one, you can see everything you have in there. So.
Yeah, I don't need to see it. Probably. So you have another project going on in town. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I grew up here in Jackson on the south side on Avondale, Jackson High grad, and I love to give back to the city. And the Brass Rail was a bar I grew up knowing. My father and grandfather were regulars. And I spoke with the old owner, Jimmy, and he was ready to sell, and I thought it'd be a fun project. So we bought that about 4 months ago, already put about $30,000 into it. Bathrooms are already done. We cleaned it up real good, painted, and now we're siding the outside of it. We are focused on our restaurant portion of it. We've been, we got new cooks. We've been partnering with a lot of nonprofits to do some events. We're brought comedy shows. We have a comedy show this Saturday coming up. It's already sold out, 100 tickets. And we have two more coming after that. So we've been really trying to partner with some local nonprofits to make some events happen.
So what got you into that business?
I just grew up there. Like I said, I
you grew up in the Brass Rail?
Yeah, when you have a grandfather.
I've been there once or twice myself, actually.
My grandfather and dad, you got home, I did my homework, and he said, let's go to the Brass Rail for dinner. And we did that. I did that probably three nights a week, and it just has a lot of memories there for me. And, you know, I walk in there, my grandpa was always at the end of the bar there, and so I thought it'd be a fun thing to do. And like I said, it's my community. I grew up on the south side of town, and I want to make it work, you know.
Same genre? You want to have just a corner bar, or do you have any changes you want to make there?
Well, yeah, like I said, we cleaned it up a lot. If people don't remember, a lot of ladies wouldn't go in there because the bathrooms weren't the cleanest. But we, like I said, we redid the bathrooms. They're all fresh. We're getting a lot of female crowd in there, actually, more than I thought would, and it's great. And it's good, good groups of people. And we are going to start hosting parties for nonprofits. We have one set up with Habitat for Humanity, actually, already for a comedy show we're doing in May. So,
So you have a comedy show this weekend?
This Saturday we do, yes.
Tell us about that.
All right, we partner with a couple local guys, and they're going to come in. It's our first one. They're going to – they sold us their tickets. We sold them for them, booked the place out with 100 people already, and then obviously we're going to sell food and drinks. It's a private event, but we have another one in March, so if anyone wants to check it out. And then we have another one in May, and I think it'll go well. Well,
good luck with that. Got Thank sewer you. Video there.
Sewer's in good shape.
At the Brass Rail.
Sewer's in good shape.
Hey, Tom, thanks. Good job.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Tom Rooney, Rooney's Sewer Service. Now the owner of the Brass Rail. From Experience Jackson, Jessica Webb.
Good morning.
And Jennifer Cronkite waving Hello. To the crowd. So what's going on?
A lot's going on. We're excited for 2018. But I will start with, I am here to challenge everybody for 2018 to make it your New Year's resolution to become Jackson certified if you are not certified.
So, how do we get certified?
How do you get certified? Yeah. There's a couple of ways. First, I ask Greg, are you certified?
Let me check. No.
No.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
Make it your resolution. So there's a couple of different ways. If you are just an individual looking to get certified.
You have to take a test.
You have to take a test. Yeah. But I'm going to tell
you. I'm not certified.
It's easy. We did some trivia with you last year.
Yeah.
And you were pretty good.
Okay.
So it's really easy. If you're interested, you just go on our website. You create a login and a password for yourself. Fill in your information. Take the 30-question quiz that pulls from 92 questions. It takes you about 15, 20 minutes to do. And once you complete it, if you're 80% or better, then you pass. And I will tell you that there is a study guide that you can download on our website
you're
as well.
You're kidding me. Are 30 questions?
Yes, 30.
That sounds like an SAT or something here.
It's harmless.
Did you bring any examples? Or?
I did not bring any.
Okay.
But I can tell you, it's all about history, current events. You know, we're a foodie destination, so we ask questions about, you know, our great food that we have here, our wineries, our breweries, and it's just a great way to learn about Jackson and what Jackson has to offer. I always go in and I go into businesses and do on-site trivia, and I always get challenged by one person that says, I know everything about Jackson. And then when we do the trivia on-site, they always learn something. So it's a great way to learn about Jackson's assets.
So what big events do you have coming up?
So we have, you know, a packed summer. There's a lot of good things going on. We just agreed to bring Gus Macker into town, so plans are planning for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with Kai Lechke on that. So that's going to be new this summer, and we're looking forward to hosting that because we're going to be pulling for a lot of general areas, Toledo, Ann Arbor. So we're going to have a lot of visitors this summer on that.
So what is Gus Macker for somebody who has
Gus
Macker?
Yes. Gus Macker was here 15 years ago, and it's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that anybody can join. We suggest that you have a team of four, but it's 3-on-3, and it's just a long weekend tournament. And people love it. They come out of the woodwork for it. And it's just a great summer event to take place.
Okay, that's coming up in July.
Yes. Okay. But I'm also here to talk about something that we have this year that we're excited about is we have Jack the Elephant.
Who?
On your table, you'll see that there's a Color Jackson coloring book. And Jack has been around for a couple years in this coloring book. This is a kid's coloring book where Jack goes and visits all of Jackson's assets, such as the Cascades, Civil War muster. And it's a great way, it's a tool to teach kids about what we have in Jackson and what there is to do. So we decided to bring Jack to life this year, and we have Jack the Elephant as a mascot. And wow. We debuted him on Friday. So Jack will be going out to a lot of events, and he'll be visiting with kids on site and handing out the coloring book that you have in front of you. And we've actually co-branded this coloring book with a few community partners as well. CP Federal co-branded it with us. Culver's has co-branded it with us, and there's a few others that are interested in it. So check it out. Make sure you come out and meet Jack at an event. Jack's going to be doing his adventures through Facebook, so you can see where he's at. So stay tuned to that.
Do we know who Jack is?
Jack is mysterious.
Ted Wilson? Is he Jack?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you'll be able to see Jack in our front window, too, as you're walking around downtown. He'll be in the front window greeting people. So,
what do you hope to accomplish with him?
Really, it's reaching into our youth. That's the whole accomplishment with him, is to teach them, you know, all of the things that are going on. We got to start early. So, you know, kids get interested in being here and staying here, and then, you know, they become lifers here.
Mm-hmm. So why did Jennifer come to hold up that coloring book?
No, yes. She's actually got a lot to talk about, too, so I'm going to pass it over to her.
Thank you so much. So other than holding up the coloring book for the studio audience here, we wanted to put a plug in for our website, because if you are part of the listening audience and you're not here, you can actually go to experiencejackson.com, and you can visit our blog, where you'll be able to go to the arts and crafts blog post, and you can download a printable version of the coloring book. So if you want to check out Jack, and you have maybe little kids or some kids at heart that would like to be able to see the coloring book, then you can do that on our website.
So what is Experience Jackson? You always have a good definition of that.
We're the tourism office for Jackson County. So we're here to promote all the things that you can do in our community. And one of the things that we're really excited about is the amount of festivals and events that we have that are taking place. So one of the other really big plugs that we're trying to make is for our online community calendar. So be your event super small or huge, and it's going to book out every hotel in the community. Our calendar is the right place for you to put your information. And we have a fabulous new teammate. Her name's Jay McGee, and she has done a great amount of work going out and putting the 2018 really large festivals on our calendar. So if you are part of a planning committee for any sort of fundraiser or small event, or if you're just trying to figure out what weekend it makes sense to have your company picnic, we encourage you, go to experiencejackson.com/calendar and check out those dates to make sure that there isn't another large event that's going on that weekend. And we've actually had a lot of luck by having all those events on our calendar so soon in the year, because we've been able to talk with a lot of events, and they've been able to sort of switch their dates and plan around some of the larger things that we have in the community.
Is the chili cook-off on there?
If it's not, you should better definitely go put it on there. I'm pretty sure it is.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah. So one of the great events that we're super proud to be a part of is the Blues Festival. And actually, Cindy
Quiet
made me
over
so
there.
Excited
Quiet.
For this
Quiet
story,
down.
The Peanut Gallery. So just yesterday, actually, Cindy and I were talking, and we were vetting the dates based on all the information that we had on the calendar, and it turns out that the Blues Festival for 2018 had originally been scheduled for a NASCAR weekend. And that's just not going to jive with the fans and the being able to get hotel stays and those sorts of things. So what Cindy and I were able to do just instantaneously on the phone is she said, you know what, we're going to go with the weekend right after Memorial Day. So it's going to be...
Wow.
Yeah. So we were able to make the change.
That could snow.
Oh, no.
Been around here for Memorial Day? I'm just kidding, Cindy.
Be nice. Be nice. So in any case, though, since we had already published the previous event on our website, we were able to make the update in real time, and then we were able to get the real true event date up there on the calendar, and it's just a fabulous resource. So things like that we're able to do. So again, big event or small event, whatever planning committee that you sit on, when you're trying to select your dates, go in with some information and make sure everybody's checking out at the community calendar, figure out what they should do and not do.
So if you have an event, they need to be on that calendar.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Call you.
Anybody can make a username and login, same process that Jessica was just talking about for the Jackson Certified Quiz. It's actually the same login. You're able to put, with that login, you're able to put all your events that happen in Jackson County on the calendar. It takes about 72 hours for our team to take a look and approve it. And then we sort it by category so that you're able to search by different things that will take place throughout the year. And if you search for all the events, it doesn't matter if it's a big, little, or just huge event, you'll be able to see all those things in real time as we get the updates.
Jennifer and Jessica Show.
Yeah,
from Experience Jackson. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, we're going to talk about Jackson County Early College. Jeff Beals here from JPS.
Good morning.
Kevin Oxley, the superintendent, Jackson County ISD. Mike Smita, the superintendent out at Western. Gene Logan from Jackson County Early College. Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us.
Tell us about Jackson County Early College.
Well, our school systems across Jackson County are very excited to be talking about a program that's going to transform education for every student, we believe, throughout our county. This is a joint initiative that we are all proud to be a part of, and we've been working on it for quite some time with tremendous partners out at Jackson College to be able to bring post-secondary options to every child, every student within JPL or within Jackson County.
So how does it all work?
So, you know, the students have the opportunity through the school to pursue post-secondary education, to earn college credit at the same time that they're earning high school diploma. They would be able to stay for a fifth year of high school, spend time out at the college, and earn upwards of 60 credits relatively easily, all paid for complements of the school system, whether, you know, any of your local schools. The idea being we can help to defray those costs. We can help to prepare a workforce for tomorrow right now, be very responsive to our businesses, our manufacturers, our area employers, so that we can create students who are ready to move from the classroom and into a career.
I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer.
Well, we hope so. I mean, if you think about the cost of college today, our goal is ultimately to break down those hurdles, to remove those barriers that would be a struggle for some families to be able to plan for. And at the same time, this isn't for just those first-year college goers or those first-generation college students. This is going to be something that is designed for every student. So whether you want to go on and pursue a four-year degree, whether you need a two-year degree or a certification, this program will allow you the option to kind of pursue those avenues. But when you think again about the cost of college today, if you can earn 60 credits towards a 120 credit bachelor's degree, we've got you halfway home. And if it's $20,000 a year for college at some of our base colleges in Michigan, that's $40,000 worth of value to our families and to our students, so that we can make sure that they don't come out of college with massive amounts of debt or with degrees that don't necessarily get them in the right direction.
Jeff, is everybody buying into this?
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to tell you that this is a countywide initiative. This is a conversation that's been going on, not just here at Jackson Public Schools, but in all of our county school districts, and really been something that we've been centered around and we all come to in agreement with, because we know that all of our students, they all need something beyond high school. They all need something post-secondary, whether it's a certification or a credential or a two-year degree or a four-year degree. We know that the workforce is demanding workers, and we have those workers coming through our pipeline. It's our goal. I can tell you, you know, every one of us wants to see our students become successful. So, you know, in JPS, it's how do we move from the classroom into a career? And as we think about this, it's not really about the businesses that are here today, but how do we draw in new businesses to Jackson? How do we, when we market Jackson to the world around us and we say, you should set up your business here, we can go to them and say, listen, not only do we have student workers or workers coming through the pipeline, tell us what you need. We've got a college program. We've got a program where all of our students have access to post-secondary education, and so we can create that workforce for you. And so it's really, you know, demands, it meets the demands of the workforce today and then also helps to market Jackson to meet the demands for tomorrow.
I should mention Steve Doris here from East Jackson, also Jeff Bontrager, if they're looking for him out at Northwest. He's having breakfast here today. Mike, share your thoughts on early college.
This has been something that's been in the works for several years. We've had a lot of conversations, and about a year and a half ago it really got some legs. As a county, we spend about $800,000 on dual enrollment costs. And what people don't understand is we do not get reimbursed from the state additional money for dual enrollment. We have a requirement under the school code to provide dual enrollment opportunities for kids, but that comes out of the foundation. So when we got talking about it, we have a lot of kids that are taking dual enrollment. Several of them have taken classes, whether it's Jackson College, whether it's SAU, you name it. And then they transfer them to the bigger universities, and the bigger universities say, sorry, we're not going to take that one, or we're just going to let you take that as an elective. So we decided that if we take this concept of dual enrollment and we focus it, and we focus it on a two-year degree, if you truly want to go to university and you want something to transfer, a two-year associate degree does just that. So we are already spending the money on the college classes. Partnering with Jackson College, we have some major universities, shall we say, in the central and western part of the state that are very interested in partnering with us. We won't announce those just yet, but this is something that I'm very proud of Jackson College. Jeremy Frew has been wonderful. Dan Phelan, I'm so proud of how excited he is about this. What I like about this program is you get to stay a student of your school district. You get your school district's diploma. I don't care if it's Northwest, East Jackson, Grass Lake. You get that school's high school diploma, and you still participate in athletics and band your junior and senior year. But when you graduate with your diploma and an associate. You can graduate with an associate's degree from Jackson College. And if the partnerships continue the way I think they're going to continue, we could see 3-in-1 partnerships with Jackson College and some of the big universities. So this is very powerful. I like the word Jeff uses. This is transformational when we talk about dual enrollment in Jackson.
Would this hurt Jackson College?
No, actually, quite the opposite. We have over 20,000 students in our K-12 system. I believe, and Jeremy's smiling back there, I believe that this will increase Jackson College enrollment. I think it's going to help with their completion rate, which they have to report. This is a win-win, and I can only see it growing and getting us stronger. And Jeff hit it on the head. You know, years ago, the Economic Development Initiative, they wanted to do something like this. They wanted to market Jackson. They wanted to feed the workforce. This is going to do that.
Are you smiling? Okay. He is smiling. So it's good news.
No, I absolutely think it is. And I think one of the things that we could talk about is how easy it's going to be for students to be able to participate. So if we started to think about what does this look like for a student, if you think of a student in their junior year who takes one college class in the fall and one college class in the spring, that's 6 credits. And then they do exactly the same thing. They take one college class in the fall and one college class in the spring in their senior year. Now they've got 12 credits. And then they go their fifth year of high school and they take 12 credits, which is full time in the fall, and 12 credits in the spring. They've got 24 plus the 12. They've got 36 credits without really even, you know, stretching too much. That's just one class at a time. Now they would go to the college and take that class. That would be a college class offered when the college offered the class. So it could be Tuesdays and Thursdays or Monday, Wednesday, Friday or a Saturday. They would take the rest of their courses on the high school campus. But students can run as far and as fast in this program as they want. But even that 36 credits that we talked about, that right there, you're more than a quarter of the way done with your college experience. And that's, again, not even stretching the boundaries. So if you can imagine a student who's a little more aggressive in that, we could easily get upwards of that 60 credits or that associate's degree.
We're going to take a break for the news here at 8 o'clock. We'll be back with more about early college when we return on 970 and 101.5 FM.
News Talk 970, WKHM, Jackson.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your host, Greg O'Connor.
We're back. And we're talking about Jackson County Early College. Mike Smita from Western Schools. Thanks, Mike, Greg. It's all you.
I got to turn it off. I had to wrestle this from Jeff Beals, just so you know. That was tough. One of the things we've done with the early college is we know that we're going to have a lot of interest, and we have over 12 districts we have to support. So one of the things that was crucial in our process is we needed a person to lead this project. And so Kevin Oxley of the ISD agreed that they would employ that person. All the districts are contributing to pay for that person. And we were very fortunate. We found someone that we think is going to be absolutely dynamic in this process. And she's with us today, and that's Jean Logan.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Jean. Tell us about your job. What do you do?
Well, this is a pretty exciting venture. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons I'm most excited about this is the commitment that the districts in this county have to the education of their students. When I walked in for that interview, it was a bit intimidating, but I walked out thinking, wow, I want to be here really bad. So my job is going to be working with principals and counselors in the coming weeks and planning how we're going to roll this out with parents and students and keep them fully informed about all of their choices and get them on a path that's going to lead them to the career that they want to have.
It's a big assignment.
Oh, it's a challenging assignment, but it's right up my alley.
What, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I actually set up a program like this in St. Joseph County, so this isn't my first time working with an early college program. I am leaving a superintendency and moving into a job that better fits my personality because I'm kid-focused. And so I believe in building programs. That's where Jeff and I seem to have a strong affinity for each other. I'm very impressed by the team that I'm working with and their dedication and devotion to getting this off the ground and doing it the right way.
Sounds like a lot of pluses. Are there any negatives? Doesn't sound like it.
Absolutely not. If anything, it branches off into bigger opportunities.
What about kids that, Jeff, maybe you could speak to this. They're not the top students. Can they take advantage of this?
We are not closing the door on any student. We are going to work with each child individually. That's one of the most important pieces about any educational plan for kids, is that we meet each kid's needs and design a pathway that is going to work in his or her best interest, whether that's trades, a college degree, some college credits, a certification.
Yeah, let me just partly personal here. I've had classes and my kids, and you get to another institution, and they won't touch them. Now, you've paid for them. You've paid up the yin-yang, and you got to take them again. That's my biggest argument.
Well, that's part of what we're doing is we have to work with these kids individually. We work with the colleges and universities that they're planning on attending, making sure that they're taking classes that will transfer. And I'm going to speak from a personal experience because my daughter was a graduate of Jackson College and then transferred to Western and graduated in 4 years. So I can tell you that I know that Jackson College has the right staff making the right decisions and working with the students on what they want to do.
I mean, that's key, right?
Exactly.
So what's going on at Jackson College,
Well,
Jeremy?
This is Jeremy Frew. We're going to let him talk.
Hey, good morning, Jackson.
Is this exciting for the college, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, the college just feels so lucky to be partnering with the local schools to help transform education. And just to say a little bit, you heard Jeff say earlier, win, win, win. This is really a win for the whole community. We are going to increase the workforce. This is a win for families. There will be no more debt. This will be a win for students. There will be every student, if we get this going right, which we will have a college experience. There will be no excuse that when a student leaves high school that they would not have had a college experience. They should. So, yes, the college is ecstatic, but it's more ecstatic about the partnership and what it's going to do for the local students in the community. Now, it's going to change how we work at the college. We are gearing up now, having advisors and what we call student success navigators, getting ready to start working with students differently. They're going to be high school students. They're going to have families who are concerned what they're doing. We're going to have to make sure every course transfers to the institution they want to. So the college is ecstatic about this. We see this as not something that is going to be just about we need to do this. It's going to be something that is necessary in the future of education.
You got some kids, 10th graders, they can barely pour a bowl of cereal. Now they're taking college courses. You see an issue there, Jeremy?
Hey, it's a great question, and I got to prove an answer for you, Greg.
That's what they pay me for.
Last year we did a program at JPS with those exact students in math. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we combined the high school teacher and a math instructor. They worked with the students knowing that they felt this way and knowing that we see by test scores they may not have been ready. It was 90% ended up going into college placement and going on to be successful in math. And the idea is if you work with the students, you understand where they're at, and you give them the attention they need, they can go on and be successful. The reality is when it comes to college and success, it's rarely it's ability. It's all about confidence and motivation. So if we work together right with the school districts, we'll find those students and give them that college experience, and then they'll know they're college ready and they'll be able to move on. So we're excited about that.
So is the key that help will be there for the kids?
The colleges in my area and the college, we're already moving around our resources in terms of human resources to put a focus on this. This will be a huge part of what we're doing. So we're in the progress. Actually, we start in the fall of making adjustments immediately.
Jeff, you want to tie this all up?
Absolutely. And Jeremy's spot on. So one of the things that we talk about is, you know, how do we make sure that every student is set up for success? You know, we talk about it, you know, lots of times college kids, you know, valedictorians, they're easy ones to target. But truthfully, sure, students who are C students, that 2.0, that 2.5, those are students who are going to be tremendously successful in this program because we take the area that they have a passion for and we start to get them off on the right foot. So if you are solid in math, or if you complete the bridge math course and you're ready to go into math, we're going to put you into that class. If you are a strong writer or a strong reader, we'll get you into the English class or the literature class. If you have a passion for history, if you want to go into the skilled trades, we've got partnerships with businesses throughout the county with our Jack 3 program, so we can provide you 2-year certifications or a licensure that way. But our goal here is that before you know it, a student's got 3, 6, 9, 12 credits under their belt. And so when they say, I can't go to college, we look at them and say, what are you talking about? You're already a college student. What are you talking about? You're already on that path towards your future. And really, this talks about those discussions from the beginning to make certain that our students have that path in mind, that they're very intentional about going through their education process with an outcome in mind.
Kevin Oxley's here. Kevin, where does the ISD fit into all this?
Well, as a service district, Greg, you know, the county superintendents came up with a great idea, and we're just trying to facilitate it and put some resources behind it to make it happen. So we're excited to be a part of it. We're excited to have Gene on board, and it really shows how the county's working together to create as many options as possible for kids.
Well, you've been around here a long time. This is quite a collaboration.
You and I had a full head of hair when I first met.
Kind
you.
Of.
So we have been around a long time. No, I think it's just the evolution of continuing collaboration that's, you know, really paying off for young people.
Kevin, appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff and Mike, Jeremy, and Gene Logan for joining us today. Jackson County Early College. Okay, we have Darren Buer has flown in from Vision Tire. We go from education to tires.
Here. Tires and auto repair. It's great to be here, and it's great to see so many businesses represented at this downtown meeting. I will say before we get started that we are Jackson certified and proud to be.
There you go. All right. So you passed the quiz?
We passed the quiz. I actually, we took the quiz with my whole staff. At the shop there, they Jackson Certified came in, took the test, and I learned a lot. So I would encourage any local business, if you're not Jackson Certified, reach out to Jessica, and get the Jackson certified. It is definitely worth it in just the knowledge that we gain for the Jackson community.
Well, tell us about Vision Tire and Auto, and you're obviously more than tires.
Yeah, we do complete auto repair. So basically anything that your car needs, repair-wise, all makes and models, we do it at the store there.
And you'll come out and get the car. That's something a little different.
So, yeah, so that's kind of what sets us apart. You know, there's a lot of great shops in town that that work on cars. And one thing that we saw in the industry to set ourselves apart was the pickup and delivery. You know, a lot of people are busy, and they just don't have time. They want to take care of their cars. But they work two jobs. They're busy people. And that's kind of what we cater to is the working person will come to where you work, will pick up your car, fix it during your work day, and then drop it back off before it's time to go home.
Is that a free public service?
That's a free service.
Or is there a nominal fee?
There is no nominal fee. No, that's okay. Something that when we started this out, we decided this is going to be something that's our core value. One of the things that we wanted to do was make sure that there is no additional charge for the pickup and delivery. So there is absolutely no charge for it. It comes out of our marketing and advertising budget. And that's something that is we are very passionate about is the free pickup and delivery and to make sure it's absolutely free.
A lot of competition in your business.
You know, there is, but we've seen a lot of growth. People really respond to the pickup and delivery, and we value people's time. And that's something that people really seem to it resonates with them, the fact that they can, you know, go to work, do their thing, and just not have to worry about it is something that people really seem to like. So that's something that sets us apart, and that's something that our customers really respond to well.
So how big a job, how small a job?
You know, we really do everything. There's not anything that's too big or too small. We'll go all the way across town for a tire repair, and if there's something big like a large engine service or transmission service that does a several-day repair, we have an option of putting somebody in an Enterprise rental car. We've got to deal with Enterprise, and we'll put them in a rental car. There is a small charge for that. We just pass it along to the customer, but it's something on a large repair where, you know, if your car is going to be down for a few days, you need a way to get back and forth to work, and people really appreciate that option.
Okay, you're out in the Michigan Center area now, but exciting news for you coming up.
You know, we are looking at the downtown Jackson area. It's something that we're going to do in 2018, so it's on our radar. We're in talks with a place that I can't really
reveal at
this time, but I'm going to have some exciting news, and I'm going to be working with Pat at the Chamber for a big downtown grand opening, hopefully in the next few months, but definitely 2018. We will be in the downtown area. We see it as a really alive area. We're excited about Jackson. We're excited about downtown Jackson, and we are super happy to be part of the growing downtown Jackson market.
So you're going to move the whole operation, or how are you going to do that?
Yeah, so a lot of our business is downtown Jackson right now. We just, our shop in Michigan Center, and our drivers drive downtown Jackson. For the consumers, employees, for the hospital employees, different downtown businesses use us. One of the things we do is partner with local businesses to offer our pickup and delivery car repair service as an employee benefit. So a lot of our customers are downtown, and we end up driving downtown to get them. So we're just going to have to drive out to Michigan Center to get our Michigan Center customers. But it's going to be a great opportunity for us. We see it as a growing area, and that's where our customers are at. We want to be where our customers are.
So we find you, on the internet?
Yeah, you can go to visiontireandauto.com. You can call our shop, find us on Facebook. The phone number there is 795-2866, but most of our people, you know, find us online, go to our website, and there's an easy way to, from your phone, you can click to call and just get us that way.
So if my car doesn't start tomorrow, you'll
if your
you'll
car doesn't start,
to
you're going to
3 a.m.
You're going to need her towed in, buddy. We got a good relationship. Dave Phelps is right down the road, and he knows us well. So there's a bunch of places that'll tow it in for you and get it going. We don't pick it up if it's not running. But
so right now you're at Page Ave, right?
We're on Page Ave, just down from Menards there, right now. But again, we are interested. You know, a lot of people, one of the things about pickup and delivery is a lot of people have never been to our shop. We work on their car, and they have no idea where we're at. They don't care. All they know is that Dick,
their car runs.
Yep, Dick comes and picks up their car. They hand him the keys, and at the end of the day, they call up and pay Danny with their credit card, and it's all taken care of.
That's a beautiful thing. Hey, thanks for coming out today.
Hey, thanks for having me. And it's again, exciting to be a part of this.
Good luck on your move.
Thank you.
Downtown. Garen Buehr, Matt Swartzlander wraps it up today. Matt.
Thank you, Greg. I just want to take a quick second up front and recognize you do not see Rick Walton up here. Rick has retired from the show after 20 to 30 years of hosting. And so we just want to recognize Rick with a round of applause. So thank you to Rick. So good morning, and thank you for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson at Bell & Noe. Thank you for our great breakfast. Thank you to our sponsors, Experience Jackson, Rooney Sewer Service, Vision Tire and Auto, and Jackson County Early College. If you're just tuning in, you can listen to the podcast on WKHM.com and just click the audio archive link. So I'd like to thank our ambassadors, Molly Bolton of Edward Jones and Adrian Davis. Round of applause for them. All right, new members from the last month and a half. Michigan Direct Auto Sales of Jonesville, Michigan Direct Auto Sales of Clinton, Z-Tech Electric, Ready for a Change Health and Life Coaching, The OnStaff Group, Kids and Stuff Children's Museum, Consumers Energy Innovation Center, West End Farm to Table, Liberty Landfill, Comfort Care Home Care, Dahlem Conservancy, Dale Carnegie Training, American Contracting Building, Cross Lake Construction, Save Our Youth, 49 South, and ORS of Napoleon. Round of applause for our new members. Upcoming events for the Chamber. Thursday evening, January 25th, is our 109th Chamber annual meeting out at Jackson College. Excited for that great night. Next Wednesday, the 31st, we are hosting a town hall meeting for the Republican candidates for governor. February 2nd is our next Brew with the Board. February 9th is Legislative Rise and Shine with Rep. Julie Alexander. February 21st is our next Off the Clock, sponsored by CP Federal at Orbit Form Group, and we'll be showcasing a lot of our school districts in the area. February 26th is our next Economic Luncheon, and Good Morning Greater Jackson back here on February 27th. All right, registration this morning, American Red Cross, Southern Michigan Chapter, Angel of Mine Home Care, CP Federal, Cleary University, Comfort Keepers, Commonwealth Commerce Center, Habitat for Humanity, Integro, Jackson County Fair, LTI Printing, Sylvan Learning Center, East Jackson School, Western Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Jackson County ISD, Transportation Audit and Recovery Services, Securian Financial, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, JTV, Legal Shield, Michigan International Speedway, Northwest Community Schools, Rooney Sewer Service, The Balloony Bin, United Way, Walton Insurance Group, Schistler Certified Payments, Service Master, Jackson Radio Works, and Dancy's Fancy Butter.
Yay!
Thank you again for coming out. If you'd like to reserve your spot for Good Morning Greater Jackson, you can see Pat. Otherwise, have a great week. Thanks for coming out.
We'll see you February 27th back here at Bella Notte.